In our Buddhist teaching, there are much more than one. That means that we have six divine realms. We say Divya Loka or divine realms, divine worlds. There are six of them.
Only six?
Six divine realms.
Uh-huh. 在佛教里边呢, 我们有所谓六道之说。
And also upper divine realms, what are known as Brahma world, there are 16 of them.
16, 1, 6.
Brahma realms, which are considered as the upper divine realms.
You mean in hell?
Heaven.
Heaven.
Yeah.
I mean that it's different from my understanding. Okay. Okay. 根据南传佛教的这个说法呢, 所谓的天界有16层天。
In other religions, when they talk about hell, there is only one.
在其他宗教里面, 地狱只有一个。
In Buddhism, we are taught there are many, not hells, therefore we don't use the term hell, we say purgatories, where beings suffer the consequences of their bad deed.
在佛教里面呢，我们说地狱呢不是只有一个，而地狱是受苦的地方。那么这个地狱呢，至少可以把它区分为四大类。
Venerable Moggallana used to visit these plains, these realms, where these different beings are being born.
这个目犍连尊者呢，他经常出入这个六道，包括这个天界与地狱。
When he went to those purgatories where beings suffered, he talked to them and asked them what bad deeds that they did during their lifetime in human world as a result to be born in such a unhappy state.
目犍连尊者到这个地狱道去的时候，他经常就问那些地狱道的众生说：“你们在人间做人的时候，到底做了怎么样的这个坏事，所以你们会堕落到这个地狱道里面来受这样的苦难呢？”
When he learned from them the bad deeds that they did in human realm, he returned and explained or advised the people not to do bad things because they would have to suffer in different forms of purgatory as a result of that bad deed.
所以目犍连尊者回到这个人间的时候呢，他就经常教化众生呢，说你们要避免这些恶行恶业，否则的话呢，你们会到地狱里面去受如此如此的这个苦难。
When he visited heaven, he talked to those people who are born there and come back to human world, explained to human beings the nature of divine world and the comfortable life those people, those beings enjoying there, and encourage the people to do good things to be born in heavenly world.
目犍连尊者有时候到天界去，然后他就问这些天界的这个天人说，你们在人间的时候是修持了怎么样的这个善行善业，所以你们得以到天界享受这么大的福报。 然后他就把这一些他所了解到的，回到人间来教化众生，说你们要修持如此如此的善行善业呢，你们才可以得到天界的福报。In
such an occasion, when he visited heaven, he met a beautiful celestial, a female being whom is a nymph. What we say in English, a nymph. He met a nim in heavenly world. In that is what we say, a female deity,
yeah,
who was very beautiful, with a very big mansion and very attractive. She came down and knelt down to pay respect to Venerable Moggallana.
目犍连尊者有一次呢到这个天界呢，那么遇到一个非常这个殊胜美丽的这个天女，那么这个天女呢就向他这个顶礼致敬。
Having seen her beauty and her luxurious life, Venerable Moggallana asked her what meritorious deed that she did during human world to be born in such a comfortable state in heavenly world.
那么目犍连尊者就问这个天女说了，说你在人间是修持怎么样的这个善业，所以得以呢在天界享受这么殊胜的福报。
Then she was a little bit shy to say what she did, because the deed that she did was very small.
那这个天女呢，她有点不好意思去回答这个目犍连尊者的问题，因为她在人间所做的事情，在她自己认为呢是很渺小的。
But she could not disobey him, so she said, Venerable Sir, I was born in a very poor family in human world. My parents were very poor. They had a very little garden out of the town where my father did plant some vegetables. One day my father went out, leaving me in the hut to look after the garden. Then when the midday approaching, I saw a monk going round collecting alms, what we say, Pindapatha. He was going round on Pindapatha. Our Buddhistic Theravada Buddhist tradition, not only in Theravada, even in Mahayana, you have this Pindapatha. Pindapatha means going round with a bowl from home to home, collecting alms food for the midday meal. This poor girl who was looking after that little plot of land and the vegetables there had seen a monk passing near the land, near that plot of land on Pindapatha. And she wanted to offer something. She looked around. She didn't find anything to be offered. Then she searched in everything inside that little hut. There was nothing suitable for her to offer to that venerable monk. So she went out to the garden, and she had seen a small fruit, a pumpkin. And she picked up that. She offered that pumpkin to Venerable Monk who was going on Pindapatha.
这个天女呢，虽然不好意思回答这个目犍连尊者的问题，不过恭敬不如从命呢，她就只好呢把这个就实话实说了。 他就说呢，我在人间的时候呢，我出生在一个非常贫穷的家庭，我父母很穷，不过呢，我父亲呢，在城外呢有一块这个小小的田地，那有一天呢，我父亲呢这个有事情了，他就叫我到这个田地那边呢去照顾这个这一块田地，那么正在这个中午的时候呢，天气很热，那么我就看到一个这个师傅呢，这个托钵的这个师傅呢，这个好像就是希望能够。 这个化缘呢，能够得到点食物，所以我就在我父亲这个 田园的这个旁边的这个小房子里面呢，东找西找呢，什么东西都找不到。所以呢，好不容易呢，看到这个菜园子里面呢，这个有一刚好长出一颗小小的这个南瓜。
Although she offered that at that moment out of great saddha or faith, with great faith she did that, but she has little apprehension in her mind, not knowing what her father would say to her when he returned. But when he returned, she reported this incident to him.He was very happy. He was also a pious Buddhist. He said, Sadhu, 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 oh, you did very good thing. And this made this girl extremely happy. Which that happiness remained in her life all the through until her death.
然后呢，这个天女呢，就说那个时候呢，她是一个穷人家的这个女孩子，她就在菜园里面呢拿找到了这一块这个南瓜，然后她就拿这个南瓜去供养了这位托钵的这个师父。那么这个事情呢，她并没有说。不过呢，等到她的父亲回家的时候呢，她就跟她父亲报告了，说她做了这一件事情。结果她父亲呢很欢喜，她父亲说善哉善哉。那么这样的一个话呢，就一直保持在这个女孩子的这个心里面呢，她一直保持这样的一份欢喜。
At her death, when she was about to die, this was the act she remembered very clearly. As a result of this, she was born in heaven.
所以在这个穷女孩子呢，他这个就是一直因为这一个布施的这个因缘呢，所以他内心一直有一份欢喜心。然后在他这个临终的时候呢，他就一直就是想到了这件他当初以一个南瓜去供养这个师父的这个因缘。所以因为这一念的这个欢喜心，所以他出生到天界呢，成为天女。
And this shows us one can spend millions of millionsin general practice in generosity in giving dana, but still if mind is spoiled by the thought of fame or gain or good name, it becomes small in practice. But one can do a small thing and can expand that mind or purify that mind with saddhaThat will give much better results than spending more in things.
所以这一个故事呢，是启示我们呢，就是说我们在布施的时候呢，我们发心的清净是最重要的。有的人也许花几百万的这个金钱呢去做布施，可是他抱着一种有所回报、有所得的这个心来做这个布施，所以虽然他布施了很多，但是他的果报却很小。反之，像这个穷女孩，她虽然她所做的布施是很小很小的，不过因为她的心非常的清净，所以她的果报非常之大。
And the other thing here I would like to mention, whatever we do, we remember these things at our death, when we are about to die.We can't remember everything. We do so many things in our daily lives, both good and bad. We can't remember everything. But there are certain things strongly struck in our mind, which we remember from time to time very clearly. Say, for instance,You may not be able to remember everything what you did this morning. If you want to remember it, you have to give little thought to it. But there may be something you remember very often, very clearly, very vividly, the things that you have done 10 years back or 20 years back, because it is being struck very strongly in the mind.
我们每一个人呢，在临终的时候呢，没有办法记起每一件事情。我们在临终的时候会想起好的或者是不好的事情，但是不是很多。我们临终的时候，我们会想起来的事情，就是我们曾经很用心的去做的事情。所以我们有时候一天当中，我们早上做什么，到了晚上也许忘记了。如果你要想起来我今天早上做了什么，也许你还要用心的去想一想，说哎，我今天早上做了什么。可是我们在晚上睡觉前，也许我们会想起十年前二十年前做的事情，因为你做那件事情的时候你是很用心去做的。
At death, when someone is lying on the deathbed or about to die, one of these things will be the object of dying thought.
所以我们要注意到，在我们临终的时候，在我们将要，我们躺在床上将要这个离开这个人间的时候呢，那个时候我们这一生曾经非常用心去做的一件事情就会出来，而那就是我们往生的去向。
These things start coming into the dying person's mind in a succession, like watching a filmIn the TV, there are so many incidences passing. If you put that film roll in a fast motion or fast movement, and you can see hundreds of events pass. In the same way, the things done in the past.By the person and is strongly stuck in the mind, start coming into the mind. And one would be taken as the object of dying thought. If that object gives the person or object or that, if that incident is the happy one, the dying person becomes very happy, pleasant.Showing peace in the mind and sometimes smiling, very calm and quiet, peace. When the death occurs on that thought, the next birth also will be in a peaceful place, enjoyable place, and full of happiness.If that incident which is taken up the mind at death is something unpleasant, or say for instance, if it makes the person unhappy or angry, you will see the reactions of that person at that moment, sometimes become violent,and sometimes become restless, and sometimes show some unhappy signs, and sometimes behave with fear and some would have violent death because of the fact thatThe incident remembered by the person at that time was unpleasant things done by that person during the lifetime. If the death occurred on that thought, the birth will take in an unhappy state where the person will suffer pain and misery.
临终的最后一念呢是非常重要的。如果一个人他在临终的那一念是安住在这个安详喜乐的这样的一个心念上，那么他往生必然就是往生到那个 喜乐的安详的一种自在的地方。反过来说，如果一个人临终的这个一念呢，他是停留在那种这个恶念上，停留在那个一种这个恐惧，或者是停留在那种这个很不自在的这样的一种恶念上面的话呢，那么他的往生的去处也一定是不好的地方。所以这个就是说，一个人临终的时候呢，实际上就好像在看电影一样。那在这个电影呢，他跑得很快的时候呢，可能很多东西都会过去了，可是你在世的时候，你非常用心的去做的那件事情，它就会跳出来，而那个念头跳出来，可能就是你临终的最后一念。所以如果我们平常在世的时候，我们做很多的善行，修很多的善业，我们做很多的布施，那么当然我们在临终的时候，最后的那一念必然是安详的，必然是好的，必然是喜乐的。
So therefore it is very important for us to do good things, to avoid bad things.
所以我们作为一个佛弟子，这是很重要的，就是我们要多修善业，要避免一切的恶业。
Because there is a rebirth, and that happens according to the deeds or lifestyle that we have here, and therefore we must do good things, avoid bad things.
因为在生命之流中呢，如果我们多行善业，那么这一条河流就是充满了这个善的；如果我们多行恶业，这个河流就是充满了恶的。
The quotation I had taken from the text I explained to you, avoid doing bad things, do good things. And these two aspects now we have examined. In short, we have seen unwholesome actions, and also we have seen wholesome actions.Dana, Sila, Bhavana, practicing generosity, practicing morality, and practicing meditation.
我一开始引述佛陀的这个开示说，诸恶莫作，众善奉行，自尽其意，是修佛教。那么刚才我也提到说，在这个众善奉行这个内容上，第一项就是布施，那么第二项就是持戒。那第三项所谓的这个禅定的修持，这个就是要做自尽其意的功夫了。
I would like to say few words about meditation.
我要对禅定的修持做一些简单的说明。
Because it is very important and also widely practiced now throughout the world.
因为我觉得禅定的修持非常的重要，而且在全世界各地现在禅定的修持也变得非常的风行。
Here in the Buddha's advice it says purify the mind, that is the word, the purify the mind, that is the word used by the Buddha in this advice. Here it doesn't say meditationBut it says purify your mind.
佛陀很少用禅定这个字，大部分的时候他是说静心，就是自尽其意。
And purifying the mind is meditation.
事实上静心就是禅定。
I know most of you who are here are practicing meditators.
据我所知，在座的各位呢，有多数呢都经常在修学禅定。
And especially under the corporate body of the Buddha Education Foundation and under the Venerable Chandima, I know that many of you are practicing meditation here.
我听说也有一部分的这个同修呢，跟在座的强提玛法师呢，在修学这个禅定的课程。
This word meditation in English gives us very
superficial meaning of the word bhavana. Bhavana
means?
I will tell that.
Okay. 这个禅修这个字，禅定这个字呢，在英文通常是被翻译做这个 meditation。可是这个字被翻译成 meditation 的时候呢，我觉得它有产生一些呢这个不是很如实的这个意义。
Bhavana means development, cultivation. Cultivation or development of what? The development of mind, of development of body. In other words, development qualities, qualities of the mind and quality of the body. That is bhavana. It is a Pali word.
因为这一个 meditation 这个字呢，是跟这个巴利文里面的这个 bhavana 这个字呢比较接近。那 bhavana 这个字呢，在巴利文的这个本意呢，就是说发展你的这个身心的某一种特质。
We have qualities in our minds, both good and bad.
我们每一个人这个心中呢，都有一些好的心性跟不好的心性。
Good qualities are loving kindness, compassion, sympathy, charity, benevolence, and such good things.
我们所谓的这个好的心性，就是说慈悲心，还有就是同理心，还有就是说那种布施喜舍的心等等。
We have to.Develop these qualities.
我们应该要发展这些好的心性。
When we develop good qualities, bad qualities are subdued or sometimes sublimated and sometimes completely eradicated.
我们所谓的这个不好的这个心性呢，就是指这些这个不清净的这个念头。
What are the bad qualities? Such as anger, hatred, arrogance, pride, and these are the bad qualities of the mind.
所谓的这个不清净或者是不好的这些心性呢，包括比如说我们生气。我们的嗔恨心，还有我们的这种这个我慢心啊，这个在这一方面等等。
When we develop loving kindness, anger is reduced.
当我们升起慈悲心的时候，自然这个嗔恨心就会去减少了。
When we develop compassion, cruelty is reduced.
当我们升起这个悲心的时候呢，自然而然的，我们这个伤害别人的心就会减少了。
When we develop sympathetic joy, jealousy is reduced.
当我们升起随喜心的时候呢，我们的妒忌的心也就相对的会减少了。
And you can see.When one thing is developed, the other thing is reduced.
所以我们看得出来这两者的一种关联，就是说，当这个正法升起的正念升起的时候，这个恶念呢，它就减少了。
Once at a time, there cannot exist two thoughts in one's mind.
所以我们看得出来说，在这同一个时间之内呢，这个善恶二念呢不能并存。
In other words, no one can have anger and love together at once, at the same time.
就像说，一个人不可能同时，他又有慈悲心，他又要非常的生气。
When the loving kindness is there, we have to develop that in our minds.
当我们知道自己有一个慈悲的一个善念在那个地方的时候，我们就要好好的去长养这个善念。
And when we continue, if we continue it, as long as we can, so long anger is not there.
如果我们这样不断不断的去长养这个慈悲心的时候，你会发现你的那个嗔恨心呢就不在了。
When we develop our compassionate feeling, as long as we develop that, the cruelty is not there.
所以同样的就是说，当我们的这个悲心不断不断的这个长养，不断不断的升起的时候，我们伤害别人的念头也不会升起了。
And in this way, that development of good qualities is considered as bhavana.
像这样子，就是说，我们的这个心性当中有很多的这个善的这个心性，很多的善念。如果我们能够不断不断的去长养它，那么这个叫做 bhavana。
And that development has to be done throughout the day, all the time.
这样的一种善念的这个善的心性的长养呢，是在日常这个生活当中呢，随时随时我们都应该要去照顾它的。
Development here means to maintain that feeling throughout the day, or as long as one can maintain it.
所以 bhavana 这个字就是谈到说，我们对于这些长养这些善念，保持这些善根呢，这是要在日常生活当中呢，随时随地我们都要去保持这样的心性，保持这样的这个善念。
If one can maintain loving thought, compassionate thought, sympathetic thought all the time, or